96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Thinking outside of the box, it's an often used metaphor defined as thinking differently, unconventionally, or from a new perspective. But how is this applied in real life for your business or organization? Can it take you to the next level and beyond? Well, joining me to talk about this are Kimberly Corbin, CFO of the Greater Washington Urban League, and George Frazier, entrepreneur and chairman and CEO of Frazier.net. Lines are open. What do you think about thinking outside of the box, innovation and the like? 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you for
having us. George, good to talk to you again, George, too, because I'm sure you have a lot to say about this. But ladies first, Kimberly, when someone says thinking outside of the box, what does that mean to you?
You know, thinking outside of the box means looking at a perspective or looking at a problem, looking at a solution, looking at a product from a different angle with a new toolbox, with the current wisdom of today. That's what thinking outside of the box, and I press my folks to first always go back to the beginning.
What do you mean by that?
That you can build on somebody else's ideas and at the end of the day think that you have solved the problem. And then when you actually go back to the original problem and say, okay, did I solve the original problem? No, because all you did was build on somebody else's ideas. So I try to always ask people, go back to, for instance, I'm working on doing consulting for a program now, and I had them go back and define what the problem was. Who is it that you're serving, and why are you serving them? When they went to that and then figured out how to solve them, they actually figured out that their business model was backwards. Instead of going to having the people, instead of going to the people to serve the people, their business model was set up to have the people come to them. So, again, going back to the original source, the original problem, again, the Sankofa, it's the bird is walking forward, but it's always looking backwards to make sure that it's learning from the past in order to tread a path forward. Mm-hmm. You have to learn from the past.
George, same question. Thinking outside the box, what does that mean to you?
First, I think you have to have a mindset that you're not in a box. That's number one. Secondly, I think that you have to begin with the end in mind, right? So you have to know where you want to go, what you want to get done. Thirdly, to have a good idea, you have to have many ideas. That means you have to invite others to brainstorm and contribute to whatever idea you're ultimately trying to come up with to resolve whatever your issue is. So thinking, I'm now talking about how I think about things. I'm either infamous or famous for thinking outside of the box and resolving issues and problems very quickly. A, I don't ever put myself in a box. I have no limitations on ideas that are put on the table. All ideas are good. And then we sort of sift through those ideas and pick out the best ones. And so I think, you know, for me, that's how I approach problem solving is A, don't put myself in a box, invite anybody and everybody to contribute an idea or two so ultimately that we can come up with the right idea. Again, to have a good idea, you have to have many ideas.
Let me ask.
And three, begin with the end. Know what you're trying to resolve.
Well, but don't you have to have, Kimberly, a certain open mindset, particularly when you were talking about longstanding businesses or longstanding business practices, or when you're dealing with, can I say, storied organizations, yes, organizations that have been around for a very, very long time? Because I would imagine that the first time, the first guy or first gal at the table who says, well, let's think outside the box, even if they don't necessarily use that phrase, in a storied organization or a longstanding business that is just stagnant, that, you know, everybody else is going to say, but why should we? Because this is the way we've always done it.
And that is the kiss of death for those organizations who are out there serving people in a nonprofit way. We are already understaffed and just barely funded. So not being able to embrace change when it comes your way is holding the organization back. And so, yeah, I think that anytime I come into an organization and I bring all my skills and talents to bear, I always get pushed back.
One of the things also when you talk about thinking outside the box is that the Urban League has an event. It's coming up next week, and it's called
Whitney M. Young Gala.
Right, but
It's black tie and sneakers.
Whitney Young Jr., you can't change that.
That.
But black tie and sneakers?
Absolutely. Because
clutch the pearls. Wait a minute. why black tie and sneakers? Is this your idea of thinking outside the box?
Absolutely.
Are you still going to be employed with them after this event?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you will find that out of the boxes, we have sneakers that have 3-inch heels on them. So
not I. That's another show. But
it is also part of the fundraiser that we're doing, in that we are bringing in partnership with Nike, we are collecting sneakers for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So that is part of the theme. Aside from thinking outside of the box, is we want to also celebrate that we're here to bring in sneakers for the homeless.
And that's a very interesting thing, because a lot of times when you talk about serving the homeless and protecting the homeless, you think about feeding them, but not necessarily putting shoes on their feet. And certainly everyone is wearing sneakers, or as I say, tennis shoes. I'm showing my age. But because they're comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How can you find out more information about this as we go to the break?
I encourage you guys to go to gwulgala.org.
Okay, gwulgala.org. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to go to the phone lines, find out what folks are saying about thinking outside of the box. What does that mean? Is it the kiss of death if you don't? We'll talk about it in just a bit. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll go to the phone lines after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about thinking outside of the box when it comes to business and organizational success. My guests are Kimberly Corbin, CFO of the Greater Washington Urban League, and George Frazier, entrepreneur and chairman and CEO of Frazier.net. We're going to the phone lines next. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Ovi calling from Hyattsville. Ovi, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Ovi, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can.
Please go right ahead.
When you talk about thinking outside the box, you have to go as far as your mind can go. Mentally, you have to go beyond the limit. I have a small event planning consulting firm in Maryland, and I always tell my team, think outside the box. Go as far as your mind can reach. In order to get the job done and to be effective, you have to implement those type of tools in your training and in your daily talk with your staff or your team. You have to let them know, I need you to think outside the box, because somebody is already doing what you are trying to do. But in order to get a hand over them or above them, you have to think beyond the limit.
But, Ovi, how do you get them to do that? Okay, somebody says, think outside the box. Oh, yes, we've heard that before. But how do you even get them to think beyond that phrase, to be creative, to be multi-textured, to be colorful in their thinking if they've only done, if they've only made the widgets that you're selling the same way?
Well, basically, you ask them, what else? What have we not done? Because we're trying, there is a goal we're trying to reach. There is somewhere we're trying to go. And we have to find out how to get there. And if you stay right there where you are, you're never going to get there. So I often have to ask them, think outside the box. What have we not done? What did we do last year? What do we need to do now to make this work or to make it fly? Mm-hmm. And then they start, the wheels start to turn, and we start to implement those things. So when we sit down and we talk, we have our meetings, we sit down and we put these things on paper, and we say, okay, and once we do them, and I see, as a leader, I see, did it work, did it not work, and then we go back to the drawing board, because at some point, we got to get to that place that we're trying to get to, that goal.
Okay. If I could.
Obi, thank you so much. Please go right
if
ahead.
If I could. Obi, I want you to also try something, because sometimes that the people don't have the experience to know what is possible. So one of the things that I always want to make sure I'm doing is pushing my people outside of the office. Go visit somebody else. Go have a diverse network. Follow George Frazier's, you know, steps, and have a network that will always surround you with somebody who thinks differently.
Mm-hmm.
And higher than you. So get your folks to think that way by exposing them outside of your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, please go right ahead, George, before I go to another break.
Very, 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 very profound. I have a staff of 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
And my business is 28 years old. And you don't keep a small black business in service to black people for 28 years, unless you're doing something different, unless you're thinking outside of the box, unless you're doing something right. And what I have built over a very long